My dad was a real asshole. I knew full well that Jonas Carter was a drug dealer, a murderer, and an abusive bastard. And yet I was walking toward him, yearning for the slim promise of affection he offered me.
Charlotte!
He grinned his cruelly perfect grin and opened his arms to welcome me. Such a bad man shouldn't be allowed to look so innocuous. His shoulder-length brown hair had mostly turned to steel gray since the last time I had seen him, but the signs of age suited him. The crow's feet around his dark eyes made him seem kinder. The way they crinkled made his smile deceptively warm. I tentatively stepped into his arms. The feel of them closing around me was perversely comforting. It was the fulfillment of a little girl's desires that I couldn't quite manage to shake, even after 21 years of emotional and physical pain.
What are you doing here?
My brother's voice was completely devoid of the usual kindness he showed me. I pulled out of my father's arms, turning a guilty glance at Derek. One look at his square, clenched jaw and flashing gold eyes had me staring at the floor as though I had been caught doing something shameful. Derek hated Jonas, and rightly so. Jonas's smile sharpened when he turned it on my brother. The animosity between the two was too deep-seated to be fully masked by my father's suave demeanor.
"I thought we could have a little family reunion," he said smoothly. "You thought wrong," Derek growled. "You wouldn't be here unless you wanted something. Tell me what it is so I can kick your pathetic ass out of my club."
The smile didn't slip from Jonas's face in the wake of Derek's overt aggression.
"You're right. I do want something. First, let me introduce you to my friends." "I'm not interested in meeting your friends. Get the fuck out."
Derek took a menacing step toward Jonas. My father went from smoothly cordial to coldly threatening in the space of a second. His hand closed around my upper arm, and I gasped as he jerked my body up against his. Something hard pressed against my ribs. Derek froze. Confusion solidified to fear when I looked down. My father was holding a gun to my side. "Dad?" My voice trembled with incredulity.
"Be a good girl and shut up, sweetie."
His tone was casual, but the unyielding metal pressed into me in reprimand. I winced, but I didn't dare make a sound. Jonas kept his attention on Derek, whose muscles were bulging with silent rage.
"My friends are waiting outside," he informed my brother. "Let them in."
Derek hesitated, and Jonas's hand tightened to a vice around my arm. I sucked in a pained breath.
"Do what I say, or I'll hurt her. You know I'll do it."
My stomach dropped. How could I have thought Dad had changed for even a moment? Even though the FBI had recently destroyed his life by taking out his precious Irish mob, he was still a Westie. He was still the abusive, ruthless man he had always been. Cold coiled in my gut as I realized the worst was yet to come. He had planned this trap for Derek and me. I cursed myself for leaving my apartment. If only I had stayed in my cushy, safe little world at Hudson University, my father wouldn't be using me to get to Derek. "I'm sorry," I mouthed the words. I knew better than to speak when my father told me to shut up. Derek's nostrils flared, and he tore his eyes from mine. His steps were stilted, but he crossed the bar to open the door. He loved his club, and it must be killing him to have Jonas using it as his battleground. But he loved me more. The latch clicked back, but Derek's hulking body blocked the open doorway.
"We're closed. Go away. Let them in, Derek."
Jonas's command lashed across the empty club. The gun drove further into my ribs, and I couldn't stop the small whimper that slipped through my clenched teeth. Derek's shoulders stiffened at the sound, and he took a step back to admit the strangers. The first man nearly body-checked Derek, physically shoving him aside. His lips were twisted in a cruel sneer. The flash of his white teeth was made all the more striking by the dark tattoos that swirled up his neck, extending over his jaw. Four equally hard-looking men followed him in, walking past Derek as though he wasn't even there. Five pairs of dark eyes riveted on me, and I couldn't help shrinking back against my father. Even though he held a gun on me, the familiar danger was less frightening than the unknown threat posed by the strangers.